This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement has officially entered the Israel-Hamas war. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda reports that the Houthis have declared on Tuesday that it has fired missiles and a drone at Israel.
The declaration came after Israel's military said it intercepted two objects in separate incidents around the Red Sea. On Tuesday, its military spokesperson said the launch was their third since the conflict began, seeming to confirm that it was behind an incident on October 19th when the U.S. Navy said it had intercepted three cruise missiles over the Red Sea and a drone attack on October 28th, which resulted in blasts in Egypt.
Matthew Laratonda from Reuters. A barrage of Israeli strikes leveled apartment buildings in a refugee camp near Gaza City, and footage showed rescuers pulling men, women, and children out of the rubble. Israel said the strike destroyed a Hamas command center set up in a civilian houses and a network of underground tunnels. The toll from the strikes in Jabalia camp was not immediately known. The Israeli military said a large number of Hamas militants were killed. A Palestinian hospital doctor said hundreds of civilians were wounded or killed, but did not provide exact figures. Neither side's account could be independently confirmed. French police have opened fire on a woman who threatened to blow herself up and allegedly made death threats and spoke in support of terrorism on a train heading to Paris. The shooting Tuesday is the latest security incident in France, which has been on heightened anti-terror alert since a fatal stabbing at a school on October 13th. The Paris prosecutor's office says two police officers together fired 8 shots, seriously wounding the woman. What exactly the woman said is now the subject of a police investigation. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The FBI director is warning about threats to Americans by events occurring in the Middle East. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning that Hamas's rampage inside Israel and Israel's response could inspire violence in the United States. Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Wray gave his most detailed and ominous assessment of potential threats.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
And telling Florida Senator Rick Scott,
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And we should wake up. It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Wray says that threats could include homegrown violence as well as potential foreign terrorist groups acting against the United States and the West, both domestically and abroad. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dozens of Egyptian volunteers at the Rafah crossing facilitated the movement of aid trucks into Gaza on Tuesday. The officer manager of an aid foundation who is at the crossing, Mohamed Rage, said volunteers have been waiting for nearly 15 days, but recognized that the flow of trucks had increased in the last few days. The White House on Tuesday confirmed 66 trucks of humanitarian assistance had entered Gaza in the last 24 hours. The General Authority for Crossings and Borders in Gaza said Egyptian authorities told it that 81 Gazans who were severely wounded would be allowed to enter Egypt on Wednesday to complete treatment. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday grappled with issues of free speech rights in the digital age. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports the court heard arguments in 2 cases.
The first case involves parents in California who were blocked by 2 school board trustees on social media. And the second involves a Michigan man who was blocked by a city official on Facebook. The justices appeared to struggle with how to make the determination of whether a social media account should be considered personal or official. Some justices, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, asked if requiring public officials to include disclaimers on their personal pages could help clear some of the fog. Others expressed doubt that personal accounts, heavily used for government business, should actually be considered personal.
Jillian Kitchener from Reuters reporting. Chilean and Colombian governments recalled on Tuesday their ambassadors to Israel for consultations after Israel violated international humanitarian law in the Gaza Strip. Chile called for a ceasefire and the passage of humanitarian aid into the zone and said Israel was violating international law. Colombian President Gustavo Petro called the attacks, quote, a massacre of the Palestinian people in a post on social media network X. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.